Hello.
Okay. What do you call a gentle noise that a horse makes?
A gentle noise?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is a neigh.
Okay. Any other kind of noise that a horse might make?
Yeah, I'm sure, but I can't.
Would you ever say, whinny or knicker or wicker or winner or
knicker?
What?
Knicker.
Okay. What's the difference between a neigh and a knicker?
It seems to me that the in my mind, the neigh is sort of a moving about the body. The head.
Uh-huh. But a knicker is what?
Quiet.
Okay. Okay, say you've got some horses and mules and cows and so on, and when they're getting hungry, you'd have to go out and feed the what? Okay, say you have to feed the hens and turkeys and the geese and the chickens and all that. Do you have one name for all of them?
One name?
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a what?
Sitter?
A what?
Sitter. Sitter.
Okay, any other names?
Setting hen.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. What do you call the place where chickens live?
Coop. Chicken coop.
Okay. If it's just a little rude shelter built out in the open for the chicks to run under when it rains, do you call it anything different?
The only thing I could probably be a shed.
Okay. Okay, when you have fried chicken and you get that piece that kids like to pull on and pull apart, what do you call that piece?
Pull apart?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
No, one kid gets on one end, the other kid gets
wishbone.
Any other names? What's the deal about a wishbone? Is there a superstition or a saying or something that goes with it?
Probably a saying and superstition too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what is
two in one?
What have you heard about it?
I can't remember. It's either the one that gets the shorter end or vice versa.
Yeah.
Make a wish and it's supposed to come true.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I had a lady. The lady that I'm talking to said today that the one who gets the shortest end gets their wish to come true. The way I always did it, it was the one who got the longer end. But she was real sure that it was the short end.
Mm-hmm.
She'd evidently always done it that way. But I always did it with the long end. So I guess that varies depending. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver and the heart and the gizzard and so on?
I don't know.
Do you have anything?
No.
You sure?